Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations across America as well as around the world via the internet and the satellite. Now a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort too to keep us free and safe. Now to everybody working on the third watch, including all of the over-the-road drivers out there, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. Now remember, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And we're on Twitter at Captain's America. And you can also check us out by going to our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there and take advantage of all of the different stuff that we have over there. All right, and starting out tonight with us from California, that is the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Hello. You're on the porch. It's 80 degrees right now, a nice night, cloudy, probably going to rain a little bit later, but they're on the porch. And they knew you were coming up, so they're making sure they're letting you know. All right, there you go. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we got a lot to talk about tonight, but I don't think anything's any more important than the fact that Joe Biden took a little road trip yesterday, and he got greeted, all right. Boy, did he get greeted by some folks up there in Michigan that weren't happy to see him, and they let him know it with signs and flags and booing and all that sort of stuff. I don't know exactly how he took that, but that's his constituents.
Well, it is. And again, President Biden, is trying to do this Build Back Better thing. Now I'm hearing people calling it Build Back Broke.
That's right.
And I think because they see through this. And I think, Captain, as well, with how Joe Biden has acted since he's come into office, the things that he's done, all these different things, we can enumerate them. But I think they've seen Joe Biden now for what he really is. And once you've seen it, you can't unsee it. I don't know how he actually fixes these cratering poll numbers.
Well, either he's been faking it all these years when he was trying to play Mr. Nice Guy, or this is the real Joe Biden we're seeing right now.
Well, right. Yes, he seems to be indifferent at best to the real damage that's being done by continuing to divide the country, to not try to be bringing people together, for insulting all the people who have not yet been vaccinated, and again, as opposed to winning their hearts and minds. And plus, trying to get these bills passed when on its face it's going to be so destructive to the economy and all these other things that are part of that bill. We talked a little bit about it yesterday, about the government looking over your bank accounts now. I mean, this guy has got to understand these things aren't popular.
Well, we got another one. The Department of Justice is going to start putting the FBI on the super snoop trail for these parents that are going to the school board meetings and getting disruptive and complaining and yelling and hollering at the school board members, which is their right. I mean, it is called a public school for a reason, right?
Well, that's right.
Yeah. And the school board is where they can go and voice their opinion. Doesn't matter what they say, how they say it. They can be as disrespectful as they want to be as long as they don't get into any violent acts. And they're not. So far, they're not. But Kevin McCarthy yesterday blasted Joe Biden and the Dems over this disturbing trend with the new DOJ policy to actually have the FBI get involved at the school board meetings.
Well, sure. Doesn't that just sound like intimidation? You know,
sure.
Basically, it's a misuse, it's an abuse of power, and so forth. And people are riled up because, number one, they have gone through COVID, but now they're also not only going through masks or things like that for school, but they're also going through the curriculum as well. The curriculum is making people very, very upset, and they have a right to make that known. But again, it's like, in the United States of America today, if you voice your displeasure, now you could be an enemy of the state. So just be careful, right?
Here's the problem with the Democratic Party. They do not realize that their own constituents out there are finding out what this CRT deal is and the 1619 policy that they're talking about teaching as well in the schools. And they know that's not American history. It's not the way they learn, and they don't want anything to do with it.
Well, right, because it is only designed to reach a political end. And so it's not about history per se. It's an opinion. Well, exactly
it's
right.
It's not necessarily history, nor is it news. It's an opinion.
It's an opinion that people are then expected to parrot back or to accept and not be able to criticize, because by criticizing it, then you could also be some kind of a racist. But we learned American history. We understand what happened, we understand that racism is unacceptable. I think we all learned that growing up, but for some reason you have others now who want to use it as a political fulcrum in order to gain power.
Yeah, and I just got a message here from one of our listeners, Carrie, in Atlanta. Carrie saying, I am what a domestic terrorist looks like when I go to a school board meeting and stand up and tell them that they're doing the wrong thing to our kids. Keep up the good work, Captain.
All right.
How about that?
Yeah.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch, and somebody wants to say something to you, so here he is, and here it comes.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnight. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle, and this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Talked to some people yesterday, again, new customers that have tried Relief Factor, and they've been on it for about a month, both of the people that I talked to, and they said it's working quite well for them and thank me for turning them on to it, which is what we do. But the reason that I tell you about it is because I take it, all right? I take it, and I take it because of what it does for me. I got rid of Mobic. I got rid of Flexeril, which was creating problems. Those were both narcotic drugs. I got rid of them, and I wound up taking a 100% drug-free product called Relief Factor. Now, what's in it is turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, and it will lower or eliminate pain by going straight to the source. Now, it's a 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anyway. Now, it supports healthy joints and muscles. It also helps the healing process. And remember, for $19.95, that's all it costs to start with. You get on the three-week quick start, the $19.95 three-week quick start, and you can do that by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. $19.95 gets it started. All you have to do is lose a little pain. Right there, Kyle?
That's exactly right.
All right, here we go. We're going to talk about Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller, who is the Marine that was thrown in the brig. He has been freed from pretrial detention, but he could still face charges for criticizing senior military officials over the U.S. evacuation from Afghanistan. Now, the Epoch Times is reporting on this, that he was scheduled for a pretrial confinement initial interview hearing yesterday, which was supposed to have been conducted in secret. Did you know that?
I had heard about that, yes.
Yeah, and that sparked a bunch of anger from some media outlets around the country, as well as members of the public who called and complained and griped and moaned. And I think the Marine Corps heard it and said, uh-oh, this isn't very good. So they decided to let the colonel go back home to his family. Now, obviously, he can end this if the Department of Defense and the Marine Corps and the U.S. Navy, because the Marines are part of the Navy, would do what he's requested to do. He wants to resign his commission in lieu of a trial. And he sent a letter to the Secretary of the Navy. Now, so far, they haven't agreed or disagreed on that. But if he does that, then there will be no court-martial. He'll just have resigned, and he will have lost his benefits because he will not be able to collect a pension. He doesn't have enough time to do so.
Right. Well, you would think on either side, number one, if he's making that offer, but number two, on the other side, from the prosecution, as it were, the military, do they really want to go through an actual trial where he's going to talk all about Afghanistan every single day? In other words, it is the central reason why he would have been incarcerated in the first place, because
they were trying to keep him quiet.
Right, exactly.
Because they knew that he might say something that might go against the grain and go against, you know, somebody somewhere along the line, because actually he was complaining about the NATO, the CENTCOM commander, General Kenneth Frank McKenzie is his nickname, Frank, here in Tampa, for his role in the disastrous withdrawal, and that would have created a lot of flack.
Well, exactly right. So, be interesting to see if they wanted to all kind of go away quietly.
Yeah, because McKenzie, okay, has actually thrown Milley under the bus.
Right.
Because all the decisions were made final by Milley.
Right, exactly. Exactly. So, again, we'll see how this plays out, but he's no longer incarcerated at this point, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, and I'm rooting for him. I think he just needs to, and I get why they locked him up. I totally understand that. You know, the Universal Code of Military Justice, they tell you to be quiet. You're not quiet. Guess what? You're going to jail. And that's what they did.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. But we do live in some pretty extraordinary times, Captain, where people are going to speak their mind one way or another. And there are consequences. There's no doubt in that. Because like you said, if when you're in the military, you go out and you make these kinds of criticisms, then there will be consequences.
Now, people started to contribute money on his behalf to wherever it was going. I don't know if it was a GoFundMe page or what it was, but they were sending money, and he had over $2 million that had been sent to him since September the 27th to help out with his legal defense, plus his family had no income because they have a large family, and they had no income while he was in jail, so it was like, where do they get their groceries from now?
Exactly right, yes.
All right, well, good luck to him. We'll see what happens, and hopefully it'll all work out for the best. Okay, Facebook, the whistleblower was there yesterday. She claims that profit was prioritized over clamping down on hate speech. And then we found out more about the major outage that they had due to what they called configuration changes, something that was done on the inside of Facebook itself.
Exactly right. And again, sometimes, especially, I mean, this is a very large platform and so forth, and they're connected with Instagram and the WhatsApp, I believe, app as well. And so if they made some kind of change like that and it didn't roll out correctly or it didn't propagate correctly, then you'd see almost exactly what we did see, and that is complete, total DNS failure for trying to get to Facebook for 7 hours yesterday.
Yeah, and lots of money was lost. I understand that Facebook themselves lost $100 million, but they claim that with all the people that were using it for business, for whatever reason that they do, that they have ads over there, and they have they run their business where they get email contacts and this, that, and the other on Facebook, that there perhaps was as much as $1 billion lost.
Right. And, you know, one might think, too, obviously it's a private company, if there was something nefarious afoot there, we may not hear about it, at least maybe for a very long time, because depending if it was any kind of attack or internal sabotage or something like that, obviously there would be some kind of a legal issue and possibly even a national security issue if it was coming from outside the country, because we have seen so many attacks coming at different forms of infrastructure. Facebook's different than that, obviously, but you never know in terms of who these black hats are.
Let's talk about this employee that worked for Facebook, that the whistleblower that testified yesterday. Her name is Frances Hagan. Now, she enjoyed working with the company, she says, until it nixed its civil integrity board after the 2020 presidential election. That decision, she says, allowed misinformation to spread more widely on Facebook and left it more open for dangerous misuse, including planning for the January 6th Capitol riot. You knew that was done there, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, they used Facebook to plan that. Now, and messaged each other back and forth. Now, she said also that Facebook knows its algorithms spread misinformation, also knew that it stoked conflict and harmed young people, but its commitment to growth means it won't change without bold intervention from Congress, and she's volunteered to run the agency to oversee Facebook.
Very interesting. Well, you know, this is going to bring up the whole idea of doing something like breaking up Facebook, or breaking it up in the sense that it's, you know, it's simply so big and it's become really almost a public utility kind of a thing. So I think you'll hear more and more talk about that kind of thing, but of course it remains to be seen. But the really scary part of this is the idea of getting especially young people hooked in into either Facebook or into Instagram, in the sense that they can't live without it. They don't feel right if they're not part of it, if they're missing out. And once they get into it, then they can begin also to feel perhaps less than or bullied even. And these are the kinds of things I think she's also talking about.
Well, this just goes to show you the society we're living in. There are reports out there that with Facebook being down, there were people that were actually calling psychologists for consultation because they were so upset.
Wow. Well, I mean, it shows just how embedded it really is. And of course, the jokes were going around in the sense of, well, and you know, it's offline, so you can go do something else right now. But you're right.
I did. I went and used Twitter. I went and used Getter. I went and used MeWe and Gab, the places that I'm on. That's what I did. Didn't bother me at all.
Yeah.
Hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch, and we're going to let our pal Mike Gallagher take us to break, because his studio is right around the corner from where I'm sitting right here, about 25, 30 feet away from me. Okay there, Mr. Gallagher.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Why shot you?
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Last week it was meetings at the White House with legislative leaders. Today it was a visit to Michigan, where President Joe Biden continued to sell his two legislative priorities, the huge infrastructure bill and the even bigger social spending plan. He says America used to lead in many things, including innovation and jobs and overall with its economy, but then
we stopped investing in ourselves. We're risk losing our edge as a nation.
Many Democratic lawmakers on a Senate panel today said it was Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg who really should come in and answer questions of lawmakers about Facebook and how it operates. As a company whistleblower did appear before the panel today, Frances Haugen, accusing Facebook of harming kids, stoking division, and weakening democracy. On a pretty good day on Wall Street, the NASDAQ gained 178, and this is...
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty. Thank you very much, Kathy, for doing that. Kathy Curtis. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. You can go over there and take advantage, if you will, of what's going on with the all the different items that they have there. And the way that we're promoting this is for you to go over there and just take a look at all the items that are there at MyPillow.com and use the promo code CAPTAIN. Now, the promo code CAPTAIN will get you the discounts on everything that's there. And also, you can give them a call if you want to do it over the telephone by calling them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. And take advantage also of the radio listener specials page they have there. You'll see a logo link for that. Click on it, and away you go. Logo listeners, the radio listeners special. And again, the promo code is CAPTAIN. The telephone number is 800-641-5459. There you go. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we've got a caller on the line, so let me go over there. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Are you talking to me? This is Diane.
Yeah.
I'm wondering what's happened to your program. It's not on the air. It's,
Okay, thank you very much, Diane. We'll continue to progress here along, Kyle, if you will. And let's see here. Let's go over here to what we're going to talk about next. Now,
I think it has, we were talking just on the break, Captain, about Iran, you know.
Yeah.
And
the U.S. is prepared to stop Iran from getting nuclear weapons, even if diplomacy fails.
Well, that's right. Now, just about a month or so ago, President Biden was talking about diplomacy with Iran, that the White House was talking about diplomacy as the first option. But now, of course, some of the assessments of how quickly Iran could achieve a breakout to enough enriched uranium to build an actual weapon has gone from about 12 months to down to about a few months from what they were able to surmise. And, of course, they couch it in the sense since Trump pulled out of the horrible Iran deal, basically. The president and Jake Sullivan, national security advisor, were talking with the Israeli national security advisor, which they wanted to develop what they called a baseline assessment of how far Iran is advanced in its nuclear weapons program. So, yes, if diplomacy doesn't work, then obviously there are going to be options on the table. U.S. military, of course, is able to provide those options for consideration. But the number one name of the game, Captain, is don't let Iran get a nuclear weapon. Otherwise, we're going to see, I fear, a nuclear explosion in the Middle East or elsewhere as a result of that.
Yeah, and we don't need to have that, unfortunately, but we'll see what happens. In the meantime, I will say this much. I know that we are not going to, we've vowed, and so has Israel, we're not going to allow Iran to have nuclear weapons, and Israel will take the first steps if nobody else does. In addition, that being said, I'm waiting to see what Israel does, because they have said with their new prime minister that that was going to be their policy.
Right, exactly. And so it is so important, because Iran is so radical in its thinking. The only reason, in other words, that this is not trying to be flip, but they don't want nuclear power to make microwave dinners or toast or anything like that. They want this so that they can create the kinds of weapons that they can use primarily against Israel, but also, Captain, as the what is Iran? I think the largest state sponsor of terrorism in the world, basically.
Correct.
Yeah, I mean, that's just a recipe for total disaster.
Yeah, and I'm talking, folks, to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Of course, we talk to him every weekday at this same time. Now, just last month, we had numbers showing that the Democrats were losing any kind of foothold that they had over Florida, as its registration numbers down here continue to shrink by leaps and bounds. It was one of the few remaining glimmers of hope in the state of DeSantis, because now the Democrats are watching helplessly as it shrinks to just about nothing. And when we started the month here last, a few weeks ago, the registration was being led by the Democrats by only 24,000 votes. Now, the once purple battleground state of Florida is becoming very deep red right now, and with good reason. We're doing very well. The people are very happy. We have not shut down. We've continued to plug along, and we're doing very good down here, which is a great sign because of our great governor.
Well, right, of course. And, of course, that's going to have major ramifications on the next presidential election. There's a trend here. And the trend is alarming for the Democrats. And the trend is continuing. It's accelerating because of Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, the Squad, you name it, the radicalized Democrat party is just a non sequitur to the people out there, and they're saying they don't. Who are they representing?
Mm-hmm.
And what are they trying to accomplish? And
right.
They don't want any of it.
And you know, they're not mentioning either the Republicans' momentum and our enthusiasm down here for the upcoming midterm elections. Now, usually after a loss as devastating as the one Republicans suffered back in 2020, infighting, hopelessness ruled the day, but not this time. An overwhelming sense that something went wrong with the outcome and the Democrats fought dirty have inspired Republicans and conservatives into action. And the continued show of incompetence and weakness by the Democrats has only emboldened the Republicans and the conservatives to mount an effective offense against it, as the Democrats, much like a pride of lions, target a wounded wildebeest. You know, like they're looking at it like, okay, there's my lunch.
Right. Well, I think the Democrat Party elite thought that the 2020 election was going to effectively sort of crush the Republican Party, or is going to crush hopes of ever winning an election like that again. But you're right, Captain. The word is emboldened. It's empowered people. It's made them say, okay, well, wait a minute. You know, we're not going to go quietly here, as is their right as Americans. And at the same time, and I don't think we can stress this enough, it's Joe Biden and his policies that have continued to mess everything up, and they're actually helping the Democrats to walk away at this point.
Yeah, right. And, of course, we talked about the Morning Consult political poll that was out there that showed 58% of the Republicans were extremely or very enthusiastic about voting, which is up 10 points since July, and it's only going higher.
Yes, exactly right. And you know what else is going higher? The price of everything. And that's also another major component of this as well.
Right. Okay, well, you know, it is what it is, and we continue to roll along here in the overnight radio hours. And I'll tell you what, we got plenty more to talk about here, because, folks, this program is all about we the people, as we continue to roll across the overnight radio airwaves. And you know, the thing about it, Kyle, is when we talk about what it is that we do, we have to understand that this is a team effort. It's all about we the people, and what we do. And by we the people, I mean we the people. We've all got to get involved.
Absolutely. We get involved, of course, by voting, but also by calling your representative, calling your senator, letting them know that $3.5 trillion, $2.5 trillion is way, way, way too much. The whole thing is too much. You want an actual, a real live infrastructure bill that maybe, you know, for lack of a better term, maybe you could put on one sheet of paper, you know, that kind of thing, in order to actually get something done. But that's right. We have to stay involved and get involved at the local level as well.
Yeah, and of course, the numbers to call, I'm going to give you these numbers because you need to put this in your speed dial and keep them there. The number for the Congress, the House of Representatives, is 202-224-3121. That's 202-224-3121. That's for the Congress. You give them your zip code, you get your congressman. And also the telephone number for your senator is 202-225-3121, 202-225-3121. Make sure you give them a call and let them know that you're not happy with what's going on and you're watching them.
Exactly right. And, Captain, I know that so many people out there so much appreciate when you talk about it's about we the people.
That's right.
Because the American spirit is what should bind us together. And that's what we're talking about right here.
Yep. Hold that thought. We're coming back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, our first Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Going to take a look at the weather, and there is some weather out there to take a look at tonight. And we'll let you know what's going on. Still got a bunch of rain down here in the south, the deep south, and it's a little bit interesting up there in some parts of the country out in the northwest, too. So don't go anywhere. We are coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Thank you very much, Don and Donna, up there in Carrollton, Georgia. And they have a website called CowboyLogic.us. Go over there, check it out, CowboyLogic.us. All right, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you by the Truck Stops of the Flying J and
Pilot chain, largest truck stop chain in the country. Pull on in there, find out what they're all about. And if you're not already a member of the Drivers Club, become a member of the Drivers Club, and you'll get points for the fuel you buy, points for the food you buy, points for the supplies you buy, and all of a sudden it'll be like having a bank account, because you'll have points you'll be able to use for deductions or even get free stuff. All right, here we go. We're going to get a little something going here with the Gap Band. Here they come. That's called the Party Train. That's from a few years ago there, Kyle. You remember that one?
Yeah, that goes back to 1983.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm looking at the haircuts here, and it looks like it was late 70s or early 80s, so
yeah.
There you go. But, okay, that gets your blood stirring a little bit there this time of the morning. All right, let's go, and I'm going to read this statement, then I'm going to turn it over to you. Heavy rainfall is going to bring a flash flood threat across the southeast through Thursday. We've got a lot of rain out there in the Gulf that just seems to keep coming. And, of course, the state of Georgia, the panhandle of Florida, the state of Alabama, you got a lot of flood watches and warnings there. We'll get into all that in a minute. And now it's even a crossover towards Mississippi, and it might spread into parts of Florida. But fact of the matter is, record heat and dry and gusty winds are expected today for the northern plains, where critical fire weather concerns will be. And Kyle will get into all that and tell us what's going on out west. Have at it.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yeah, we have a pretty quiet map. That's good to know here tonight. But we do have some fire weather warnings still persisting up in the northeastern part of Montana and skirting all the way down the borders. Now, this bleeds over into North Dakota as well as South Dakota with the fire weather warnings there. That means low humidity and gusty winds as well. So if you have a high-profile vehicle especially, be very careful of that. Freeze watch tonight in central Oregon. This is going to be near the Bend area, also Madras as well, so be aware of that. Air quality alert continues in most of central California, and but we've seen the rainstorms that were in the Southern California area yesterday push off over into the east, and as we were looking through Arizona as well, we've got a flood advisory, pardon me, just a little west of Phoenix, between Phoenix and Blythe, California. And then over in New Mexico, a little bit west of I-25 and crossing over I-40, we do have some precipitation on the radar map as well.
Well, we do have that fire weather threat that's across the western half of North Dakota tonight, as well as coming out of Rapid City, out of Montana, into Rapid City, South Dakota. That's about a 50 or 60-mile stretch east east of Rapid City. The fog is still around up in Minnesota. It's up there in Duluth, up towards the upper peninsula of Michigan as well, over into the northwestern corner of Wisconsin and the northern end of Lake Michigan. You've got a lot of dense fog there out on the lake tonight. And down in Texas, we've got fog down there, almost outside of Laredo, halfway between Laredo and San Antonio, and some banks of fog from Houston south on down to McAllen, Texas. Now, this rain is part of a low pressure system, which has just been feeding rain up through the southeast and across parts of Florida, and there's plenty of it out there. But we've got flood watches, flood warnings all across the state of Alabama today, especially around Birmingham and on down towards Montgomery and Mobile. Also in the panhandle of Florida, over as far almost all the way to Tallahassee, not quite, but it might be there before long. And then the western upper half of Georgia tonight, to include Atlanta, up through Kennesaw, up to Tennessee, up to Knoxville. We have got rain and some flash flood watches in there as well. And then that rain comes across Mississippi through Pascagoula over towards the Louisiana line. And so far, nothing for Louisiana other than a little bit of fog down there along the Gulf. But, Kyle, we also have still sitting out there that system, which nobody knows what it's going to do yet, just kind of sitting there, gradually coming in our direction, if you will, the southeastern part of the United States. And it looks like there's going to be plenty of rain for Jacksonville on up to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, because it's going to be merging with this system that we've been talking about here. It's going to be quite a wet weekend for a lot of people.
Right, and if there's any good news in this for that, it's that we're not seeing any really percentage chance right now of formation of a cyclone at this point.
Well, you mean hurricane, and no.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No, there's nothing there at the moment, and we'll just cross our fingers and hope it stays that way. God knows we've seen enough bad weather for this year. The United States has dodged a bunch of bullets, so, you know, that's a really good thing. Now, I want you to tell everybody about Flying J and what you do when you go there.
Okay, folks, when you pull into the Pilot and Flying J, and by the way, at pilotflyingj.com, you can use their locations finder so that you can find the one nearest you as you're traveling around the highways and byways. Or if you're a pro driver and you're on your run, you can find the closest Pilot or Flying J. But when you pull in, sign up for the Drivers Club. Get that My Rewards card and download the app as well so you can track your points on the fuel that you buy, the food that you buy, and the supplies that you buy as well. It is super easy, and you're going to build up those points. You'll be able to redeem them for different things and manage it from your account. But you can get a hold of that card, and there's all kinds of benefits that come with that. So be sure to check that out.
Yeah, absolutely. And I will tell you, and hello, Ed, our friend and former firefighter Ed just chimed in there. Appreciate you, Ed, and appreciate you with a heads up there. But circumstances beyond our control is the only thing I can say to what you're asking me there. We're all okay now, though. No problem there. The thing of it is, though, Kyle, you know, when you're dealing with live radio, and you're dealing with weather conditions around the country, sometimes you get different radio signals or satellite signals from point A to B, don't you?
Yeah, that's exactly right, yeah.
Yeah, so it's one of those things where you sit back and you get comments, and you just wait until it gets rectified, and I just switched over there and I listened and everything is fine now. But anyway, the Pilot and Flying J folks, they bring you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Stop in there, get yourself a free hot cup of coffee. Now, some of the people may not know what we're doing, but I'll tell you what. You get up there on I-75 and you pull into Jackson, Georgia, and you tell them the captain sent you, and you were listening to me on the radio, because they're listening to me right now up there, and we know that because they've called the show before from up there. So there you go. All right, we'll be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch after the top of the hour news.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.